Leona Arroyo is a library and information science graduate student who can't make ends meet. She works 10 hours a week at the USF library for $10 an hour.
They're kind of putting it on us to figure out this financial situation when I feel like they are the representatives that have been hired to deal with the financial burden. And some of the rebuttals made it seem like school should be like a luxury when it's not a it should be something you look forward to going to, not something you struggle through just to make a working wage.
Most of the students who came to the Occupy USF event say that college tuition, textbooks, and on-campus living have become unaffordable. When Arroyo graduates in the spring, she will be $35,000 in debt for her undergraduate and graduate degrees.
And I have a high GPA. There's nothing else I could have done. I need to pay for my food and, you know, my house and my car insurance, my cell phone bill, my computer that I need for school.
According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, this year, in-state undergrads pay less than $6,000 tuition, while out-of-state students pay almost $15,000. Senior Vice Provost Dwayne Smith said the tuition hikes have offset cuts in the state budget.
If you look on the back of the sheet that I provided you with, it does give you a comparison, which is 2007 is the first year that the cut started what we are today. Forget the exact figure, but I think you're looking at about, we're operating with about $66 million less than we were in that period of time. So the tuition hikes that have been imposed by the state at around 8% actually is what the state's been offering, has been intended as an offset to those. Let me be very blunt with you. If you look at 2007, the state subsidy to your tuition, you know, you don't pay anywhere near the true cost of your tuition. The state subsidy was about 75% in 2007. It's 59% this semester.
Smith says, despite the increase in tuition, USF remains affordable. But Occupy USF organizer Dustin Ponder, a junior majoring in English, says the political and economic interests intertwine with the goals of administration and the Board of Trustees.
What I see, honestly, just speaking truthfully, is a good cop, bad cop thing. Rick Scott and the state legislature are bad cops, and then the administration goes, you know, well, there's nothing we can do. It's these budget cuts, you know, like, we had to pass them. That's the line we got from our student body president, who voted in tuition increases that are running out students from working families, students from low-income backgrounds. We'll just put it on students, and we can make more money. Brian Lamb works for Fifth Third Bank. He's a Board of Trustees member. They give out student loans. He'd be all for tuition hikes.
Ponder proposed a tuition freeze, but Smith said the administration will continue to discuss the issue of tuition hikes.
You have been heard. I don't know that we're going to come up with any quick, easy solutions as a result of this conversation. You've definitely been heard. There's been a lot of food for thought. The one that stuck with me the most is that there's got to be more than an A and a B.
And I'm here because we will no longer remain silent. I can no longer sit idle.
Occupy USF organizers and students will meet administration to discuss solutions of the proposed tuition freeze next Friday. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka in Tampa.